it was Kyle Sloter's night to show what he could do, and after a shaky start and a couple of sacks, Sloter finally found his rhythm at the end of the half, throwing for 220 yards and a touchdown on the night.
I felt like it started off a little bit. It was rough in the beginning, but we got it rolling after a while. You know, we got some plays in that I was comfortable with. You know, we just did a great job overall as a unit. They kept me protected all night. I wasn't on the ground at all. And Coach Musgrave did a great job of calling the game.
He's played very well. I mean, he had a slow start tonight with the safety and taking a sack backed up, but he came out of it and had 380-yard scoring drive. So he's been impressive. He's a young poised quarterback. He's very, very intelligent, so I've been impressed with Kyle.
On the touchdown drive when you went down the field, what changed for you?
Like I said, just really being more comfortable, seeing the defense a little bit more clearly, kind of letting my mind settle, not being so focused on the rush like I was in the beginning, and just seeing the guys downfield and kind of taking the mentality that if I get hit, then you know, I get hit. I just got to stand in there and make the throws.
Now Sloter has to play the waiting game, a long 2 days, to find out if he did enough out here tonight. He said that he's going to spend it with his agent and his closest friends. At Sports Authority Field at Mile High, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.